USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department will investigate the police department in Louisville, Kentucky. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement on Monday.
The Justice Department is opening a civil investigation into the Louisville Jefferson County Metro Government and the Louisville Metro Police Department.
Garland adding,
to determine whether LMPD engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The nation could be getting new CDC guidelines on wearing face masks outdoors as early as Tuesday. Some final recommendations on the topic are still being put together. However, there will likely be guidance for fully vaccinated people versus those who are not. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks on Tuesday regarding the ongoing pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Police in Minnesota are discussing an incident that had a school on lockdown earlier on Monday. Plymouth Police Chief Eric Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
They responded within the hallway. No injuries were reported. One person was taken into custody inside the building.
Police not seeking any other suspects. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Americans to isolate and do more things through the internet than ever before. A new Pew study found that 31% of U.S. adults now report they go online almost constantly, up from 21% in 2015. 85% of Americans saying they go online on a daily basis. That figure includes 31% who almost report going online constantly, as well as 48% who say they go online several times a day, and 6% who go online only once a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On the back of a rebound in travel demand, Dallas-based American Airlines is resuming hiring pilots. Last year, American's pilot numbers shrunk as the airline grappled with a fall in demand. Now the airline is preparing for a busy summer. Western Michigan University Dean David Powell tells Fox News that all across the country we're seeing a shortage in pilots.
Oh, they're all announcing they're going to start hiring immediately. So it's really interesting. Before, there was a tremendous need. And now, with the shortfalls and the early buyouts that they had, it's just going to get worse.
And with these new pilots comes sometimes zero experience, according to Dean.
We actually have students that have never been in an airplane before, then decided they want to be an airline pilot. So for us, it's a boon. In fact, we have more students than we can actually handle right now.
The fire situation is critical in parts of the country due to high winds. Winds up to 65 miles an hour and humidity as low as 5% are creating the bad fire conditions from eastern Arizona to South Dakota. Meantime, a storm system is expected to dump heavy snow from California's Sierra Nevada range to the Colorado Rockies. The Biden administration is going to provide nutrition assistance to over 30 million children over the summer. Officials saying the funding from the American Rescue Plan will go towards feeding low-income children of all ages. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.